I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, everybody jump, jump.
Yes, a good Thursday morning, one and all. Welcome aboard. It's Taz and the Moose. You know where you're at. Coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studio. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. And if you're a first-time user this morning, well, welcome, if you don't know where you're at. Sirius and XM 206, tremendous affiliates across the country. Mike Pete across the way, Bogish with your updates to 9 a.m. Eastern time. We go. Next 3 hours of sports talk with you, talking about some other things as well. Number to call, 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227.
Attention, hotline fans.
We're at all masters as the first major is upon us, gets going a tad over 2.5 hours from now. David Dusek is going to join us. Golf week, and he's live down in Augusta. We'll talk about what's on the menu. His favorite sandwich, the pimento, right? Tuna sandwich,
yeah,
everything the like. Remember? We'll get into that with David a little bit later on, who he likes today over the next 4 days down in Augusta National. So we'll get into that. Taz, good morning, brother. How are you?
Oh, good morning, Moose. I'm excited to be here and do another show with you. Just another show as we grind away. That's what we do here.
Right. Sound very excited, Taz, when you use the word grind away.
No, just because we have responsibilities. And it's to our audience. It's to the sports people and fan base world. And people at the concession stand at the Masters, all of them. Right. I'm down with talking about the pimento.
When I think about fun and grinding, I'm not thinking about work.
Well, that's a fact right there. That's a fact. Yeah, that's definitely a fact. Oh, my God.
Late jokes. There you go. Very nice. It's up and running. A lot to get into, Taz, as we continue the conversation out in Los Angeles with the Lakers and the scenario of Magic Johnson, as we discussed yesterday morning for the better part of the first hour, as he made the announcement the day before that he was stepping down, not telling Jeannie Buss. We know now, not telling Rob Pelinka, if you believe it, as LeBron James was in Brooklyn last night taking in Dwayne Wade's final regular season game, did not tell the King himself either, who said he was reportedly stunned by the news that Magic Johnson was stepping down as president of the Los Angeles Lakers, and Magic wanted to get back to being Magic. Now, there's some reports coming out of Los Angeles, gives a little bit more clarity to the scenario, and something that you speculated upon in terms of the relationship, when we both did in terms of Pelinka and Walton, that he wanted them both out, and Jeannie Buss said no. Then the dragging of the commitment of Magic Johnson through the dirt, saying basically he was never around, was a surprise when he was around. He was more, so the commitment to the job at hand for Magic Johnson. So, you get a little bit more clarity in terms of why he decided to step away from the Los Angeles Lakers. And, he tried to, in essence, I guess, make a power move to get a couple of guys out and Pelinka and Luke Walton. And Jeannie Buss put her foot down.
Yeah, I had a feeling. I mean, it's like, look, the guy is not, he's Magic Johnson. So he's got respect right away just because how great of a player he was and the type of businessman he is. And I'm not knocking him for that, nor you. No one really can. I mean, but the thing is, from all the reports, he just was never really locked into the job, but loved the power. He loved the power. He loved to show up whenever he wanted to show up and be the big boss, and tell people what to do, or have that power to be the Turk and to cut somebody and all that stuff, or fire somebody, I should say. And I respect Jeannie Buss for being an owner and not being enamored by his star power, and because of their relationship, their long relationship, and they're like brother and sister. We've heard all that stuff, and I think Moose, and you know this as well as I do. Each day that goes by now, by Saturday, there'll be even more information.
Right,
you,
and,
you know.
And honestly, is it a couple of things hit me when I was reading some of the reports coming out of L.A. Number one, Taz, everyone says, well, maybe the Lakers will be in essence better off without Magic Johnson in the building. My question is, will they be?
Right,
and I'm not telling you that Magic was totally committed to the job, or how dare they. How dare Jeannie Buss say, no, I'm going to keep Rob Pelinka and Luke Walton aboard as GM and head coach here moving forward when Magic Johnson wants both of them out. But if I'm going to ask you in terms of who do you feel more comfortable with, right? I mean, we've both been critical of Luke Walton as a head coach and whether or not he's the right guy for the job in Los Angeles with the Lakers. You know, Rob Pelinka steps in as general manager, as he's the former agent of Kobe Bryant, an all-time great Laker, right? And Pelinka himself, a former player, played right. collegiately at Michigan for the Wolverines, and was there during the Chris Webber days. But, I mean, are the Lakers better off now, this morning, yesterday morning, with Magic out of the building and with Rob Pelinka being the still remaining as GM? And with Luke Walton, for all intents and purposes, as we do know now, is still the Lakers head coach. Are the Lakers better off now with Magic out? If I had to ask you, Taz, which one would you want? Would you rather have Magic as president, or would you rather have Magic out and Pelinka and Walton in as GM and head coach?
I'd rather have Magic out and Pelinka and Walton in as GM and head coach. And the reason why is this, okay? They're all in. Those other two men are all in. This other guy's not all in. And I understand he is Magic Johnson. When the guy says the reason why he wants to leave is to be Magic Johnson again, that means he's a mark for himself. That means he's a character of himself. He's talking about himself in third person.
He wants to enjoy life, right.
And I respect that, and he's earned that. But then you're not all in.
That's fair.
You're
that's
not
fair.
All in.
Okay, there. But okay, if I'm a president of an organization, right? What is in team like all in? You're not as you know, you want to be there every single night watching the game.
Work. He wasn't showing up.
Taz, I understand. I'm not denying that. But when the season gets lost, I mean, listen, LeBron James was in Brooklyn last night on the final night of the regular season.
It's unbelievable.
Taking in the final game of Dwayne Wade. I mean, think about it. So, I mean, was LeBron James all in on this young team this past year?
No, he wasn't all in either.
I mean, so there's a lot. And I'll ask it. Okay, so I look at it and say, all right, so you're right. Pelinka and Walton are all in. But is that necessarily a good thing?
Well, it shows their desire. It shows their, you know what I mean? That's what I'm saying. It shows, you know what I mean? Like, all right, so like Magic Johnson. So for him, you know, he was looking at this role as the president of the Los Angeles Lakers. That's a pretty high level right
there.
And he looked at this role. It kind of seems like just one of his other business ventures.
I'm not denying that. And I'm not telling you that Magic Johnson did a great job and that he was all in. But I would look at it this way, Taz. I'd say, well, I don't know if I love Pelinka and Walton as head coach and GM, respectively. I don't know if I look at those two guys and say, okay, yes, they're committed to the job, but am I getting to where the Lakers need to get to with those two guys in their respective positions? That's the uncomfortableness. Now, I think I think Jeannie Buss was handed the golden chalice, Taz, because Magic steps down. I think it's her opportunity to clean house.
Right.
Get a new president.
Right,
president bring in a GM. Have the president and GM bring in a new head coach. Mm. And really change that Lakers organization here moving forward. I'm not going to come out, and you're exactly right with Magic Johnson. It seems like Magic Johnson, just like when he was a coach, right? Somebody brought up when he had the, the talk show or the late night show? Remember that?
And all of a
sudden, remember he always really, someone said, well, he all of a sudden realized he wasn't good at this. He just wanted to be back to being Magic Johnson, and he stepped away from that. Same thing when he was the head coach of the Los Angeles Lakers. So,
I want to get back to being Taz.
Right, exactly right. So, you look at Magic, he basically walked away from that deal, and it was a power struggle. He wasn't good at his job. I don't know if Pelinka and Walton are good at their jobs either.
It's tough to argue that. I mean, it is. My only thing is that, again, I know it's kind of like damned if you do, damned if you don't. Your question was an excellent question. It's a question for the audience, too. What would you have rather? You know, Magic Johnson stick around, those other two guys gone, or Pelinka and Walton, like it is now, staying, it seems.
And Magic gone.
Now, here's the thing. You're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't. And the reason why I'd rather, like I said, at least I know Walton and Pelinka.
That's fair.
And you probably read a lot of the same stuff I read in researching it. Pelinka was doing most of Magic's job anyway.
Right. Yeah.
So it's like, how? That's not fair.
No, no, I'm not, I'm not telling you that. I agree with you. I'm not telling you that's not fair, and I'm not saying that Pelinka was given the freedom to run that organization or be the GM that he see that he, you know that as he sees fit, Taz. But I don't know if Rob Pelinka is the guy to see the Lakers through this entire mess.
No, he's probably not.
I don't know that answer, and I don't know if Luke Walton. You know, it wasn't. Now we all saw the reports in the regular season that LeBron's camp was not happy with Luke Walton. They wanted to change the head coach. So then I ask you this: with what we know now, Jeannie Buss protecting Luke Walton when Magic wanted him out, was that a case where people went to Jeannie Buss in the regular season and said, "Listen, we need another head coach here. Luke's not getting the job done." And Jeannie Buss said, "No, Luke's sticking around." I mean, and I'm just speculating here, Taz. But if she went to bat with him for Magic, with Magic, you would have to imagine when those reports came out in the regular season that that LeBron's camp wasn't happy with Luke Walton. I would imagine at that stage she went to bat for him as well. No,
I would think so. Yeah, and that's the thing because you know we know that Jeannie Buss she not just professionally, personally likes both Magic.
Yeah.
And Luke. And, you know, and sometimes that happens in business, you know, where you work for someone. I worked for a very successful woman from the oil world of in Texas, in TNA,
yeah.
A lady named Dixie Carter, who's a great lady. And she was not great at running a wrestling company. And she had people around her that kind of were taking advantage. But she kept people around in power because she personally liked a lot of them. You know, and it was like, you know, that's, you know, I know a lot of powerful bosses would never do that. I know Vince McMahon wouldn't do that. Stephanie McMahon wouldn't do that. You know, if they don't like you, you're gone. I mean, if you're not doing the right job, you're gone if they like you or not. So I think sometimes in business, right, and if someone starts to personally like that person and they know their family, you know, maybe that's the case here with Luke Walton where Jeannie Buss doesn't want to part ways with him.
Maybe that is.
Maybe it is. But I tell you, I think you might have said this a few minutes ago. Clean slate might be the way to go here, where she needs to bring in like complete, real basketball players, not Kobe, not anybody with star power.
Right,
that's
basketball men.
Basketball, right? Right. People that are just
that have done
right.
That know the business.
No agenda. No agenda. They have no. They don't want to be a star. You know what I mean?
Right. I get it. I get it. And don't want to be the guy walking in and getting the standing ovation
right.
And everyone applauding them for what they were as a player. And Magic, that was the case. And certainly, if some clamored, as you mentioned yesterday, Taz, on social media, people were pushing for Kobe Bryant to step in as president of the Los Angeles Lakers. You know, or that would not be the case with Kobe Bryant. I mean, Taz, but that's a bad way to run business. I'm not telling you that relationships, and you mentioned it with Dixie Carter, you mentioned in terms of your experience with Vince McMahon. You know, yes, emotions do come into play, and you want to make sure that you do right by people that have done right by you. But in essence, when you are judged by wins and losses, as you are in the NBA,
yeah, of course,
and you are a proud franchise like the Los Angeles Lakers, you know, you've got to put the relationships aside. You can hire Luke Walton, just like as you've seen many organizations hire former players, and they're all of a sudden working in the community and doing all those kind of things. The Knicks have hired a ton of them. I mean, locally in New York, John Starks, Larry Johnson. You go up and down the line. You know, everybody but Charles Oakley seems to have a job.
Yeah, he's not even allowed in the garden.
No, for James Dolan and the Knicks. So you could do that if you really care about Luke Walton and where he is financially about his career. It's whether or not you think he's a good head coach.
Right. Let me ask you this. Okay, so, like, do you see the similarities, kind of, what the Lakers had with, like, a Magic Johnson?
Yeah.
That the Marlins have with Jeter? Now, hear me out for a second. This is if I had to defend Jeter, I would say it seems like Jeter is in the pit. He's there. It seems like he's dialed in, locked in, all in. And you might be close to the story. You know a lot of guys that probably knew Jeter as Yankees and stuff. You might know some people that know Jeter more than I do. You see similarities there? And also, do you feel, from what I understand, it seems like Jeter's all in with the Marlins?
Yeah, I think he's all in.
He's all in.
He's all in. And the one thing that Magic said about, you know, he doesn't feel like affecting people's futures, I don't think Jeter cares. Jeter's cold.
I think he's kind of proved that.
Yeah, right.
He's Jeter, totally cold.
Totally cold. I mean, you mentioned in terms
of baseball players. Those guys have, like, that's how they all are.
And, like, you know, he's got that. Right,
he's got that hard dose, you know.
Well, that unbelievable Jeter compound down there in the Tampa area, which bothered all the residents down there. That monster of a home that he built. But no, I think Jeter's all in. Whether or not, here's the one thing. The question then comes down to whether or not you're good at your job.
Yeah.
The jury's still out of whether or not you could be all in, Taz, as we were discussing, and be bad at being all in.
Well, he's breaking down the whole team. Right, he's going farm team Jones. He's just trying to start this whole new young, you know. And we're going to win in 4 years. Well, I don't know if the Marlins fans are too happy about that.
No,
you know?
I know. And Taz, you know, but that gets to another question. You bring up a former player in Jeter, right, who came from the Yankee way of winning.
I meant with
winning.
That star power. You
no,
know
no,
I mean?
Right, like of the Johnson. Star power of winning, right? You know, that brings me to, as we watched LeBron James celebrating last night with Carmelo Anthony and with Dwayne Wade in Brooklyn, as he played his final home game against Bisseglia's Nets, and he had a triple-double. It gives me the question of, what are you thinking right now if you're LeBron James?
God,
you know, you signed up for an organization in Los Angeles, a proud franchise. You had that 3-hour meeting where Pelinka was not in attendance, and it was you and Magic, right, sitting there and talking about the future and the vision of the Los Angeles Lakers. Now Magic is gone. You know, you're signed up for 2 more years before you've got an opt-out of that contract. What are you thinking right now if you're LeBron James?
I mean, do you feel like a thief, LeBron? I mean, think about it. Like, you didn't get the team to the postseason. You know, you're sitting there at another team's like a mark there for your friend or whatever the hell you're doing. I mean,
you have a problem with that?
I do.
You do?
I do have a problem with that. I do.
Even though he's hurt, the Lakers season's over.
I have a problem with it.
With him being there last night.
Maybe I'm like Aaron Rodgers with Jennings.
No, that's fair.
Get away from Favre.
Because you're not the only, I mean, Taz, but you're not the only one. I mean, a lot of guys are going to give LeBron a pass and say, what's the big deal? It bothered me a little bit.
It bothers me, man.
It bothered me. It didn't bother me. You know, Carmelo Anthony, I mean, who the hell cares? I mean, that he almost got a bouncer ball, almost took a shot during the course of a timeout of the game last night.
Any classes with him at Syracuse?
No, I was not there during those days, unfortunately.
We were freshmen together.
Yeah. You and Carmelo? Did you know him, Mike?
I did not. We did not run in the same circles.
Shocking.
Okay. yeah, I'm surprised.
Welcome to the show, Mike.
Right, I'm surprised, yeah. That is stunning that you and Mello were not running in the same.
Yeah, I just picture you and Mello hanging out, going to Dinosaur Barbecue together.
Right, hanging out at 44's. the bar that's now defunct.
Is that 45? Is that after Jim Brown?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Part owner or just named?
No, it was
his jersey
just a bar, right. And then, all the great 44's. Jim Brown, Ernie Davis.
Oh, yeah, I didn't think about the records
a bunch. The number, the football number.
Yep.
So it was named after that. And then Rob Conrad, actually, you know, quick history. Rob Conrad. You remember Rob Conrad?
Rob Conrad, yes, I do.
He was the big running back when Donovan McNabb was up there.
McNabb.
He played with the Miami Dolphins. He played for two or three teams, I think, in the
National
Football
League.
He was 44, too, right. He actually bought part ownership when his playing career was over, and then they got shut down.
A lot of pressure with that number there.
Oh, no doubt, yeah.
I don't know if I'd want it. I'll take 45.
But it shows you the expectations you have. They have for you as a player when you're handed that number,
that's
too.
True.
I mean,
that's true.
You're expected to be great. When you walk through that building wearing number 44, you're expected to be great.
Yeah, that's a lot of pressure. Some schools do it for like with all sports, like with for one season, too.
Yes.
You'll have it for one season. But I don't know. If you're going to give it to the guy, I mean, I guess give it to him, you know, for the whole tenure.
But you know what? That's a good idea. But that's an interesting idea.
It is.
It didn't really go over, like, where a guy, the great player in Syracuse lacrosse wore 44, the great player in Syracuse basketball wore 44. It was just strictly all football.
It was, Mikey Powell was probably the best. Well, one of the best lacrosse. It was a bunch of Syracuse greats.
The Powell brothers,
Casey,
Michael,
and Mikey,
and Ryan.
I don't remember their numbers. Yeah,
Say 8.
It might have been. I don't remember their numbers. But, yeah, I don't know. It might have been 8. It might have been 8.
I thought
Mikey Powell. He's talking about.
Yeah.
Or the brother.
I was thinking about Ryan Powell, I think. Mm. But anyway, so, yeah. I mean, Taz, I get bothered by the idea that if your team, it's the last night of the regular season and you're a member of the other organization,
You
can't be out there celebrating Dwayne Wade. I mean,
it just builds more of a disconnect with those kids on that Laker team.
Well, no doubt. You've got to be all in. I mean, how many times you've gone on vacations with Dwayne Wade? You've done all that. What's the point?
Yeah, and Mike, you're saying the season's over. So what? The season's over. You're on the team.
Well, I understand. I would have more of an issue with Chris Paul. Their team's in the playoffs, and he's there. At least for the Lakers, LeBron's season literally ended the day before. So
no,
I would
get
take
it.
Issue with Paul.
True about Chris Paul.
No, I get it. I understand. But, I mean, if that's what you're going to be doing, you know, that's what you're going to be doing if you're LeBron James out there celebrating, jumping around, celebrating Dwayne Wade after the game is final. Jumping around on the floor.
I'm the best player in the world.
Best friend in the whole world.
Well, and the best player.
Over. I don't know. The best
player. I get it. I understand they're best friends. We've had that hitting over our
head. What are they, five? I mean, they're grown men. You don't have to go hang out with your friend and party with him because his career's over.
It's like being around guys who want to play and work hard.
So you've got an issue with Chris Paul because the Rockets are going to the playoffs?
I have more of an issue with Paul because their season's extended. It's not over yet. LeBron, they have literally nothing left to do.
No,
he could be in the Bahamas. He could be in Jamaica. He could be in studio with
him. He could take a sick day and take an extra day.
But, okay, if you're Chris Paul, so because they've got playoffs to go, you want him focused in on the playoffs?
I would. Yeah, I don't mind him there, but I'm saying I have more of an issue with Paul, who has...
So you have no issue with LeBron?
No, none at all.
None
I was happy to see him.
Oh, you're great to see him. Great.
Mikey B, hot take.
Yes.
Great. We're happy to see him.
I love the Mikey B hot takes when it comes to the NBA.
I guess it's more of a sign of the times. I mean, you and I might be a little bit of a get off my lawn.
It might be, dude, because that pisses me off.
Well, and listen, I get the camaraderie. I get their best friend. We all remember the banana boat pictures down in, what was that, Mexico or the Caribbean, wherever it was, where they were all on the banana boat. Behind the speedboat, celebrating. And listen, to the victor go their spoils. I get the point that Mike is making. The Lakers have got nothing left to do. It wasn't like the Lakers were playing at the exact same time down in Philadelphia, and he's up in Brooklyn playing the Nets. I get that. I understand all that. But, I mean, it's a little strange to see the – and the other thing that bothers me, I'm tired of the Wade celebration.
Mm.
I mean, finally, retired.
Enough already.
Enough. Tired of seeing the Gabrielle Union commercials.
Enough.
We're celebrating Dwayne Wade like he's Michael Jordan.
Yeah, no.
I mean, enough.
Enough.
Get the hell out of here.
I mean, enough.
People sending weeping emojis that he's playing his last game. I mean, really.
I've had friends of mine retire in wrestling, and they're lucky if I send them a tweet. Hey, congrats. I mean, last thing I'm doing is getting my ass out of the house. Give me a break. Good luck to you. You had a great run. Talk to you down the road. Hope your family's well. That's
right.
It. That's your text you get when you retire.
Right. You're happy I didn't take your job. 855-212-4227. That is your number to call. I want to hear from you in terms of the Lakers scenario out in Los Angeles. What's your take? Are you happy that Magic's gone? Are you happy that, for all intents and purposes, at least Rob Pelinka's sticking around? And it looks like maybe Luke Walton's certainly got a better chance of sticking around.
Mm.
The combination, would you rather have Walton and Pelinka sticking around or Magic Johnson sticking around in Los Angeles? Want to hear from you. 855-212-4227. 855-212-4CBS. It's Taz and the Moose on this Thursday morning right here, CBS Sports Radio.
Well, Moose, when it's time to make a hire for your small business, you want to find the best person for the job. And odds are that person's on LinkedIn. LinkedIn makes it easy to match with quality candidates who make the most sense for your role. LinkedIn uses knowledge of both hard and soft skills to match you with the people who fit your role the best. People come to LinkedIn every day to learn and advance their careers, so LinkedIn understands what they're interested in and looking for, which means when you use LinkedIn to hire someone, your matches are based on so much more than a resume. Your matches are based on skills and background, interests, activities, and passions, so you get a group of the most relevant qualified candidates for your role. That way, that way you can focus on the candidates you want to spend time talking to and make a quality hire you're excited about. Customers rate LinkedIn Jobs number one in delivering quality hires. Post a job today at LinkedIn.com/Taz and get $50 off your first job post. That's LinkedIn.com/TAZ. Terms and conditions apply.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
Interesting wardrobe. We'll get into this a little bit here from the guy who just walked in, Moose.
Yes.
I have a point I want to make.
Okay.
Go ahead,
make the point. What do you got?
Well, you know, the update guy came in. Now he's doing shit.
He knows what I'm going to say.
Look what he's doing. I'll say, ladies and gentlemen, so Andrew Bogus, the update guy, he's got one of these shirts, these fancy, expensive shirts on that has the collar that has Button Down Jones.
Correct.
And he came into this environment, casual city, just a not button. And then once I made that little comment to Moose, next thing you know, his little tiny hands are buttoning the freaking
collar. I thought it was
collar.
The flannel you were going
his,
after.
No, no. His baby hands. The guy has baby hands.
They're like sixth grade hands. They're not baby hands, but they are small.
Look
at
his hands. Look at his
hands. I can't deny that. I'm not a big guy. Discuss this. No muscles.
Your son Jackson's got bigger hands than him.
That's not true.
I guarantee he's a hockey player. He's probably got better grip than you, too.
Gregory's got bigger hands than us all.
Does he really?
Yeah, he's got like...
Should be Gregging just he's got like the hands
of
the head.
Like, he's got like the hands of King Kong.
Does he? He's gonna be a big kid then,
dude. It's really strange.
Teach him a 3-point stance.
It's really strange. You just say
his hands are like
you got to get him a deal.
I'm gonna get him
teach him some offensive line play.
Right? I call him alien hands.
His hands are that big.
Yeah, dude.
Does he have a big neck?
Yes.
Yeah. He's gonna be a big kid. You got a future guard. Not any basketball in your hands.
And, like, it's like when he goes to reach for something, he, like, uses his two fingers. It's like it's almost like E.T.
It's going to be big.
It's great. Be a big kid. It's adorable.
Yeah.
I mean, I love it.
It's adorable. Kid with giant hands. Very cute.
No.
You haven't given him back yet.
About, because my wife and I talk about it all the time. We're like, because the other boys are just like normal hands
normal
or whatever.
Hands,
right.
Yeah.
And then his hands are like, oh my God.
He's like, Mommy, look at this cantaloupe. And he's palming it.
Right.
Exactly. Right. Why do they call Dad Moose? Look at my hands.
Right. Like, wow. Jeez. So Don don't have to hold his hand. He holds Don. He holds her. By the way,
he walks around. He's got three pacifiers in one hand. I'm
really?
Like,
he's got big hands. He's gonna be a big kid. That giveaway.
Maybe he's just holding your cell phone. Maybe it's not stolen.
Right.
Just
maybe
wrapped in his hand. Yeah,
that's exactly right. It's in his playpen.
That's funny.
He's the one that shut
Do
it
kids
off.
Kids still
when
use
the
playpens.
Yeah.
Really, kids?
A little bit. I mean, not a lot. No.
Well, my son's little. We didn't want. We just had him hang out in a room, just a regular.
Yeah, we.
Living room.
I mean, it's not like we put him in there a lot. Now he climbs out. I mean, if you ever put him in there when he's bad, he just climbs out. Yeah, right. Yeah. They just
punching his way through it.
Just let him hang out in the den. That's your room. Just hang out. Just hang out on the couch.
Oh no, yeah. He does. They Taz at this stage they go wherever the hell
they go
want
they want. Yeah, the playpen's a waste.
Yeah,
time.
They don't. I mean, they open up doors, they unlock doors, they walk out, they do whatever the hell they want. Now.
Well, what do you see when around 19? They really do what they want. So, along with a driver's license. So, yeah, exactly. That's a whole nother topic.
Taz installing a tracking device on the automobile. I know where he is, honey. I know I where him. He is. I found him.
Yeah, but today,
he's
if you
at the
did
pizza
that, like,
joint down the street.
Like, no, dude. Like, if you had that today, that age group, like they know how. They'll figure a way to dupe the thing to make it look like he's at the library on campus.
Right.
Meanwhile, he's at the local sports bar.
Right. You know? Dad, why are you under my car? What are you installing there? Oh, I thought maybe I saw it was an oil leak.
Yeah, your muffler was leaking. Yeah. But the muffler was hanging.
Right.
Andrew, please don't ever come. And there's a dress code now, and we don't want anyone involved with
a very strict dress code, as you can tell. With us
it doesn't
morning.
Apply for us, except for people that come in. So, sir, you know, it was good that you buttoned down that collar, that shirt you got from
you
the
You guys
Gap.
Are in your pajamas. Let's make sure.
Hold on now. Wait a minute. No, not really pajamas, but I got you.
No, yeah, right.
Close to it.
Loungewear.
Right. Make sure your buttons are tied. Bilotti's wearing some sort of wrestling gear, and Bisseglia has either got Met or Net paraphernalia.
That's all he owns.
That's it.
I swap the hoodie every
That's
other day.
Really
That's
really all he has.
That's all he's
Nets
got.
Nets
right
stuff.
There.
Nothing else. That's true.
And I think it's Mets on top today, Nets underneath. Tomorrow it'll be Mets t-shirt, Nets sweatshirt.
Yeah, I call it the producer line.
That's and right he also there. Has the CW Post hat
oh,
that
he
the
loves
Kingsman
that hat.
Gave free swag. That's obviously the Hall of Famer, Pete the Body, is
right.
CW Post, you know,
$500.
Yeah, right. You have that hat too,
Money
Mike.
Well spent.
Yes, and I'm not in the Hall.
So wait, Pete, you paid to go in the Hall, Pete?
No.
No, it's a joke.
That's kind of what it sounds like, 500 hammers.
His dad paid.
Pants. They got a collection going.
Yeah. Let's get Pete at his wedding.
What do we need? Right, they did a GoFundMe.
These two
there's a GoFundMe page. Get Bilotti in the Hall. $500.
And they're like, would your family negotiate? Now listen, we don't want to pay $1,000. We'll give you $600 to get. Come on, the kid really wants
proper negotiation. And we'll give you a couple shout outs on Taz of the Moose on National Sports Radio.
Look, he's getting mad, which means don't stop.
Which means it's real.
That's radio talk for don't stop.
Yeah. All right. go ahead, Andrew.
I know they're all thinking I'm so wide and nerdy.
Here's your report sponsored by Geico. Great news, there's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. Dwayne Wade, not the only all-timer to play his final game last night.
The fans roaring here in San Antonio. They want Dirk to get one more shot. Finney Smith will get it to Dirk against Eubanks. Isolation, middle of the floor, rise and fire, and yes, indeed. How about that, Dirk?
Chuck Cooperstein, Mavericks
just
Radio.
Retire already.
Dirk, 20 points, 10 rebounds in his farewell. His Mavs losing in San Antonio, 105-94. The Spurs end up 7th in the West. They'll face the Nuggets.
Shouldn't it be, I mean, to Moose's point, like, when you retire, shouldn't it be like you retire in your last game? Why is it like a retirement series or tour?
Well, but Dirk never said anything. We just assumed he was retiring. I guess he could have said, stop this. But, I mean,
stop this!
He didn't do what Wade did.
No.
And then he did. Even after his last home game, he said, okay, guys, I'm retiring.
When you retire, Andrew, how are you going to do the same type thing? Like, just have a...
I'm going to have a ceremony.
A week-long broadcast?
I'm going to make a tour of CBS Sports Radio, because, yes, I'll still be here then. all of our affiliates across this great country. Apparently, we're huge in Hawaii now these days, so I'm going to go there.
Really?
We have an affiliate in Hawaii.
Wait,
glasses off.
Wait, Moose, did you hear what he just said?
I heard.
Just found our new live remote spot.
Yeah. I know, let's
K-P-U-A
go.
K-P-U-A in Hawaii.
Maui Jones.
K-P-U-A?
Mm-hmm.
Are you serious?
They like us.
Where in Hawaii?
You know what? That's a good question. That I don't know, but they asked me and Jay Berman to record liners for them.
Oh, nice.
Well, what about me and Moose? What about you and Jay Berman? Who'd you ever beat?
Hey, it's Andrew Bogish, CBS Sports Radio. Join me for overnight sports updates on KPUA 670.
Wow.
I know.
Wow.
So that's the final stop in the farewell tour for me.
Right. So
already
scheduled. Is that Honolulu?
I'd love to go.
Do we have a geography department in the back?
No, our team's looking at it. But right. So wait a minute. Moose, we're on to something here.
Sign me up.
I'm with you. I mean,
sign me up. I'd love to go. KPUA, take a, you know.
We love you.
We'll pay for the flights.
Whoa, easy, Moose. Easy.
What do you mean? Don't flights say that on if we here. Get room and board for like a couple weeks?
How much a flight first class
right
round
there?
Trip, first class seat?
No,
couple
we'll be fine.
Weeks.
Couple weeks.
We're talking about $5,000-$6,000 for a first class seat here.
It's not five. Is it $5,000 or $6,000? I don't
even
know.
Bro, but it is for first class.
Well, I'm not
I don't
flying
fly coach.
Class.
I don't fly in the back.
I understand.
With GP.
I know. I mean, but if you think about the going over there for 2 weeks, you do shows, you don't have to take vacation, then you can have vacation on top of your vacation.
Yeah.
Just a reminder that this show is on 1 to 4 Hawaii time.
So what? It's still Hawaii.
I know.
People are awake.
I don't care.
1 a.m. We'll talk about overnight sports.
Well, we'll be done at 4 o'clock in the morning, their time. Go back, take a nap, and head right to the beach. Okay, we're at the snorkel gear.
Moose, that'd be great. You and I have our own surf.
Right.
We could have our surfboards. It'd be awesome. Man, I didn't know this, Andrew.
Yeah, I know it's in Hilo or Hilo. H-I-L-O.
Hilo,
Hawaii.
Right, that's on the big island of Hawaii.
Oh,
That's Kona.
Kona Beach.
Right, that's
the Kona Brewing Company beer.
Right,
yeah,
they're known for the great black sand beaches.
Mm.
Yeah.
You know, I did a gimmick years ago. Was when I first started wrestling, Kid Crush from Kona Beach, Hawaii.
Okay.
A lot of people think I look Polynesian. I'm not, but it didn't stick, obviously. Yeah.
No, that did not stick.
Yeah. But yeah, Hilo.
Well, right. That's where you have.
I'm a heel. That's perfect.
On that island, because my wife and I went to that island part of our honeymoon, has the Volcano National Park.
Oh, really?
That has Volcano National Park where they filmed a little bit of Jurassic Park. They filmed a lot of Jurassic Park in Maui and Kauai, you know, the movies. But they filmed a little bit there, some of the scenes there. And Volcano National Park is fantastic. That's where you can take the helicopter ride or walk out, and you can see the active volcano.
I love helicopters, and I love Hawaii. Now, the program director out in Hawaii and the general manager, listen to the knowledge that Taz and the Moose have of your beautiful state
of
Hawaii. I mean, really. I mean, why are we not there doing a show? The hell with video here. We'll just go to Hawaii and do our show.
Well, how are we not doing liners?
Yeah, why? Well, why is Jay Berman and Andrew Bogish, if that is his
but
real name.
Can you get an email going in terms of why we have not done liners for the great station KPUA and Hilo?
What they're requesting.
I really. I mean, I'll just walk around. Aloha, that'd be me.
We'll
Aloha!
Be great ambassadors.
Yes, you kidding me?
We'll do some live remotes from 1 to 4 in the morning.
Dude, Moose, it'd be great.
Yeah.
Set up an ISDN in my penthouse in Honolulu.
That's a different the water. Island.
Yeah. I'll just talk about it. You could be in Hilo and I'll be in Honolulu.
Right. That would be it. Right. That will.
Mahalo!
Yeah, that's it.
Mahalo!
Right. The great ambassador. Yes. Hailing from Brooklyn, New York. Here's Taz.
I'll be in my room. Leave me alone.
Right. Leave me alone. Right, I'm exhausted.
Yeah. Hang loose.
Ryan, guys.
Do the hand signal.
It's time to go do my podcast. I gotta go. But you just did one yesterday. 3 days a week, sir.
Yeah.
3 days a week.
The food is phenomenal, Hawaii Moose. You know that.
Yeah, it's great. There.
The food is great. And I love seafood, fish. I'd be eating tunas. I'd fish the tuna. You and I would go out on the spear with the spear on the
spear. Now we're going spear fishing.
Yeah, we'll go spear fishing.
Two go out, one come back.
Yeah, and we'll just stick a bunch of tuna, and I'll gut it right there on the beach and eat it with some soy sauce. It'd be great.
You are such a man.
Oh, I'm a man's man.
Poke Jones.
Kid Crush is back, baby.
That's a Kid Crush.
Moose, I'm telling you.
No, we have to do that. We really have to get on that.
Why are we? Why? I mean,
the hell with video.
Yeah, get us out to video Schmidio.
We might want to just start with getting cups, but a trip to Hawaii sounds nice too.
Right.
I don't know how we got on Hawaii, but I was talking.
You brought up.
Did I?
Yeah,
that's my Dirk Nowitzki. Moose and Taz interrupted.
I don't know.
I misspoke. It was Taz. Taz came in as I was saying the Nuggets won last night to wrap up the 2 seed.
I was thinking about
Hawaii.
Well, I don't know, but it was a great walk down memory lane. Hawaii, my honeymoon was fantastic. It was
how long were you guys there?
18 days.
Wow.
It was unbelievable.
Oh, that's when you got
three different
when you came back.
Yes, correct.
That was nice.
Yeah.
Welcome
back,
18?
Moose. You're going to get fired now.
No, that's it. Well, take 7 days and get back to work. I'm like, Jesus. I go, this is hopefully a once-in-a-lifetime experience.
What are you doing?
I'm never going to be doing this again, right?
The Hall of Famer right now.
Exactly, the Hall of Famer from the top row. From the top row. Right?
It's the one impersonation he's got.
Come on.
No, but it wasn't just Chernoff. It was Spitz and Chernoff on speakerphone.
All over you.
All over
team.
Me.
My gosh. Just, did you imagine?
18 days.
It was
days.
Relentless. I got off the phone like, oh, yeah, thanks.
Guys who won't make it full time.
I just got married. I mean, honestly,
I'm motivated now.
Yeah. Right after working doubles, basically doing everything in my 20s to make sure. Yeah. I was like, this is a once in a lifetime deal.
Oh, dude, 18,
thank you guys.
18 days
appreciate
Hawaii is unbelievable, dude. That's phenomenal.
Oh, it's great. It's great. I'd go back to Hawaii any day. No, let's seriously.
Did you connect in L.A.? What'd you do?
No, straight flight.
From JFK to L.A.?
Newark.
What's that say again?
Newark.
Oh, Newark. I didn't know it goes nonstop.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I think that was the first one here. The Newark flight, I think, was the first direct.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
I knew Newark, you had a stop in L.A.
No. Donna's not a good flyer, so right, we didn't want to do the stop. Once you get on the flight,
you just wanted to go.
No,
I know. A lot of people are like that.
Yeah. So, no, it was straight flight. Long, but it was a straight flight. It was great. Hawaii's as good.
Yeah.
Is as good as advertised. It's fantastic.
I've wrestled almost everywhere. I've never been to Hawaii.
You should go, man.
I know.
I mean, at some point in your life, you should go.
I go for Memorial Day weekend.
There you go.
A couple days.
I wouldn't even get into that.
Yeah, I wouldn't. I know. I'm experienced. Don't mention
it. To go with
no, yeah. I know.
It's
but
an
it was just a great story. It just was. Can I use... finish up, Andrew?
So Dwayne Wade, by the way, also played.
It's like, I don't think it works that way, but yeah, whatever.
Don't push it. You're going there.
I'm joking.
Dwayne Wade also played his last game last night. 25 points, 11 rebounds, 10 assists, but Miami losing in Brooklyn 113-94. With that win, the Nets clinched the 6th seed in the East. The Magic end up 7. The Pistons won the race to number 8, 115-89, rout of the Knicks at the Garden. Back out west, the Blazers moving up to 3rd by outscoring the Kings, 136-131. The Idle Rockets go to 4. The Thunder claim number 6 with a 127-116 win in Milwaukee. Baseball last night, the Mariners got a 6-5 win in Kansas City. The Astros swept the Yankees 8-6 in Houston. And the Angels swept the Brewers in Anaheim 4-2 on NL grass. The Rangers beat the Diamondbacks 5-2. Same final, the Pirates win at Wrigley, and the Mets held off the Twins 9-6. Guys?
All right. Thank you, Andrew. Come back. We've got a good one-for-one for you, 1v1 for you. We chat about the Lakers, a lot about the Magic drama, stepping aside, and all the dysfunction that appears to be in Los Angeles. Well, there's one other organization on the East Coast that's known for dysfunction. We'll get into a little special 1v1 NBA before the playoffs are upon us. Two dysfunctional franchises that comes your way next. Taz, Moose, CBS Sports Radio.
Hi, this is Anne Liguori. Listen for my master's reports from Augusta today through Sunday right here on CBS Sports Radio.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
All right, CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 855-212-4227. And CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line is brought to you by Geico. Great news, quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com. 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on car insurance. All right, let's get to it. A little 1v1.
There it goes, deep left. That ball is high. That is far. That is gone. Giancarlo, no si può stopparlo.
Brady takes the snap. He backs up. A lob toward Gronkowski. Left. Reaches out. Extends. Makes the grab as he dives to the pylon. Touchdown, Patriots.
One versus one. The best versus the best. Taz, Moose, and you decide who is the best of the best. It's now time for 1v1 with Taz and the Moose.
LeBron into the forecourt, in on Ananobi, gets jumped toward the side, banks it up. Oh, he did it again! The LeBron James legend continues!
All right, so best of the best of dysfunction, right? The Lakers and the Knicks, Taz. East Coast, West Coast, which is the best coast? Where are you going? Lakers, Knicks. 1v1 dysfunction.
Again, the more dysfunctional dysfunctional
right.
team. Right, okay.
Correct, yeah.
All right, I got to go with the Lakers, and especially just because of what just happened with Magic Johnson and everything with Jeannie Buss and not knowing, are you going to keep Luke Walton, everything going on with LeBron James, all the hype that went into him going there, and then the Anthony Davis, before that, the Anthony Davis flop between Magic and LeBron, that it didn't happen. It's just been, I just think, bigger news than the 17-65 New York Knicks, who absolutely suck. So, and have been total tank mode and are in chase of Zion at a Duke when the draft happened. So, my answer, the long answer, not the short answer, I'm going to go with the Lakers. They're the most dysfunctional team.
Yeah, and Taz, I don't disagree with you. I think you got it. I agree.
And you're a Knicks fan that has no problem bashing the Knicks.
No, I have no issue bashing the Knicks. I'm not running around wearing my Knick underwear on a day-in, day-out basis. And the Knicks are, they actually had a game plan this year, and they finished through and followed through on that game plan. We are going to be as bad could be. And they were as bad could be.
Oh, my God.
And Taz, for the first time, I think they put the owners a knucklehead at times, but put Dolan aside. I think the GM, coach, president, I think everyone there in Mills, Perry, and Fizdale, I think they're all on the same page. So I don't think the Knicks are as dysfunctional as they once were. Historically speaking, it would be the Knicks, hands down. Right now, I agree with you. I think it's the Lakers. You've got LeBron, whether or not he wants to stick around in L.A. Magic's now done. You've got a former agent, the general manager, and you got a head coach. I don't know if there's a lot of guys in that organization aside from Jeannie Buss that believes in Luke Walton. So right now, yeah, I think it's the Lakers.
Yeah. And I'll tell you this right now. I'll go on the record right now during this 1v1 here on Taz and Moose on April 11, 2019. And I'm telling you right now, and I don't normally give dates. I'm telling you right now, if Jeannie Buss, now she turns around and hires a huge former Laker name to be the president, just like she did with Magic Johnson, Kobe, or, I don't know, whatever, Shaq, whoever, something like that, then she is a complete mark for the stars. And that's a problem. You know
don't
what I mean?
Disagree.
That's a problem.
You
if,
are a mark.
If she does that, then she's not just an owner. She's a mark for the big names. And that has nothing to do with this 1v1, but I just felt like saying
it. And I agree. I wonder where they go for the next president. Hopefully it's not a former player. I mean, the one guy that you look at would maybe somewhere clamoring for Jerry West. I mean, right. But you're talking about a player having the experience.
Experience, right.
Jerry West is a great organizational builder. I mean, so you take his name out of the equation. You're talking about the likes of a Kobe Bryant, a Magic, something of that nature.
Right. Exactly.
If they bring Jerry West aboard, that would work.
Yeah, Shaq actually was saying that. He would like to see that happen, bring Jerry West. So, yeah, but so we're both in agreement, right?
Yes, we're in agreement. Mike, where are you going?
Lakers, they are a disaster.
Yes. Giant headphones beat the body, Hall of Famer.
I'm going to go on the opposite Knicks. Oh. Just because the old owner has not won a damn thing. Oh.
Against the Green Jones.
Well, there you go.
Tough guy.
Right. Mr. WrestleMania hoodie.
Giant headphones.
That's it. So there you go. One of your reaction, a little 1v1. More dysfunctional Knicks, Lakers. Who you got? Taz, Moose, CBS Sports Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.